question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, nice to have you aboard with Mary and me today as we turn our attention now to the Chief Travel Leader segment of the show. And we welcome back Terry Dale, the CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association. And we're sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
Whether your travels are closer to home these days or somewhere important for business, or maybe you're starting to slowly venture out for leisure travel, Preferred Hotels and Resorts believes in travel and they have a property ready for you as they offer around 750 unique locations in over 85 countries around the world.
And right now you can sign up for exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program and start earning specials like room upgrades, priority early check-in and late check-out, exclusive rates, plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and more. Just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, and click on the I Prefer banner right at the top of the homepage and enroll in exclusive elite status only for listeners of the show.
All right, now let's get right to that show hotline and say hello again to Terry Dale for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Terry, nice to have you back aboard America's number one travel radio show with Mary and me today.
It's great to be back. I am excited to talk with you.
Well, as are we.
Thanks,
with
Terry.
You. So for our listeners who are keeping track out there, and I guess there are many of them that may do this, we last connected with you back on our June 20th live broadcast. So since it's October 17th, essentially 4 months ago, the travel industry, listen, it's been hammered on so many levels by the pandemic. There certainly have been some bright spots. We've talked about them on the program. But what are you hearing from the various tour companies and related operators associated with USTOA about their current business?
So first and foremost, we all have to hold on to hope, and so we are hopeful. We do have some indications that certainly the demand and interest to travel is high. And I will go back to an American Express study that was just recently released that said 4 out of 5 of their cardholders miss travel more than any other activity. So clearly there's an interest in getting back on planes and trains and cars, but how we do that is what is important. I will also say that 57% of all business that was on the books for our members in 2020 has been successfully rebooked for 2021.
That's good news.
So that's a good foundation for us to build on in 2021.
And work off of. Yeah.
And then I also want to refer back to our most recent survey, which shows us that the second quarter of 2021 has heavy demand and heavy bookings. Now, I don't know for sure where those bookings are going globally, but our members are taking calls, they're taking bookings, and so there's reason to be cautiously optimistic for 2021 based on how the pandemic plays out.
And of course, as we know,
it changes every day.
Yeah, it does. It's true.
Absolutely. Terry, let's talk a little bit about the cruising sector. The multiple brands of Carnival Corporation are our ocean cruise partners, and AMA Waterways is our river cruise partner on the show. And you were previously with CLIA, so I'd like your thoughts a little bit about what's happened to the cruise industry, particularly with the sustained forced shutdown with this no sail order, which has now been extended until October 31st by the CDC on these operators.
Well, you know, first of all, we want the cruise industry to thrive, and it will, you know, who knows at what point. But I think it's important to recognize that even though the CDC has been aggressive in trying to extend the no cruise initiative, the administration has pushed back on that. And so I'm cautiously optimistic that we will see our cruise partners getting back into what they do and do so well sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we agree with that.
My feeling is there is no reason to fear getting on a ship because I know how they take sanitation so seriously, and they will do the same in this current environment that we're operating in. So I'm hopeful that we're going to see sooner rather than later as far as cruising happening again.
Yeah, well, we're there as well, especially with everything you said, if they do that with limited capacity. But I want to ask you this. You know, we've seen a number of tour operators out there offering what's being called no-risk travel booking opportunities for 2021. And that may lead into that 57% number you just used before of 2020 business going into 2021. But, you know, Globus, for example, they're offering what they're calling their peace of mind plan that gives travelers the ability to move their bookings to another destination or another package or even another brand in the company, or change dates from 2020 to 2021 or even 2022 free of charge. Another operator that's out there, Colette, they are giving travelers their money back for any reason on any tour they offer with no blackout dates or restrictions. And you can even cancel up to 24 hours before departure. So from your position as CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association, is it something that you're encouraging your other partners to look at? And do you think it's necessary, really, to give travelers the confidence in the industry moving forward?
Well, these are individual business decisions. So as a trade association, we can't go out saying we encourage you to consider X, Y, or Z. But what I think you described shows the agility and flexibility that our members recognize in order to get customers their base of support back traveling. So I applaud what they're doing, but certainly I can't say you should consider.
I understand. You're not running these other companies, but is this something feel is important? You know, something like that, or doing these, going out of the, to take the pressure off of people, to get them back out there traveling and having confidence, is it something that you feel is at least important to help our industry get going again?
Sure. Whatever we can do to make people feel confident, comfortable, and minimal risk, then sure, absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things that we did at USTOA is that we reached out to the European Tour Operator Association and the Canadian Association of Tour Operators and said, let's collectively create guidance on health and sanitation for our members. And that was a real success in going through that exercise. And what we've learned from that is that our members have actually gone above and beyond what we gave as a base guidance, because it's all about giving people empowerment to go back traveling. So it's all of these things, whether it's booking policies, cancellation policies, health protocols, it all goes into this complex scenario of how to motivate and inspire people to travel.
So on that note, that's a great segue to my last question here in terms of inspiration. When we do have a CEO join us for the Chief Travel Leader interview, I sometimes like to get a little personal. I didn't get a chance to ask you this last time. You've been with USTOA for 9 years, and your current role as CEO for 7. I mentioned you were with CLIA. You've worked for New York City and Company, even the Providence CVB. Why are you so passionate about travel and the tourism industry in general, Terry? And what, looking forward, what makes you optimistic about its future?
Well, you know, I think I'm so passionate about travel because I grew up on a farm in Iowa where we never traveled. Mm-hmm. And once I was exposed to it and could see and learn from different cultures around the world, it was an eye-opening experience. And then once I got actually into the travel industry through those different positions that you mentioned, I also could understand the economic importance that we can deliver to communities both within our country and globally in creating jobs, helping to provide an infrastructure, whether it's roads, airports, schools. We touch all of those different segments. And I think that that's what motivates me, especially in a time like this. I like to refer to what's called meaningful travel. We're working on this through Tourism Cares, which is our foundation, to make sure that we try and focus our economic impact in those segments that can really benefit from our economic impact and our values. So, I don't know, I'm motivated by so many things from this industry, and the people that travel the world are our best ambassadors, and that's what we need right now.
Terry, yes, you know, that is well put, and we're going to leave it right there with you because...
good way to end.
It is. You know what? We're going to end right there, and we want to thank you very much for joining us. It's always nice to connect with you. Our best to you and the USTOA team, and we'll look forward to doing this again, both on-air and off-air again.
Thank you. You too.
Perfect.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right. Terry Dale, USTOA, folks. There we are. Right now, good time as we're going to get ready for a quick break. Connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Do it all at RM World Travel. Two segments are now in the books for today. That means eight more are still to come, and we're going to get to it and a lot more after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.